studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN.
He is Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Brust. Brad Nordman with us as well. Alex Strofe running the show. Right off the top of the 414 Hour at 4, we are very excited to be joined by a man who wore a suit today because he knew he was going to be on television. The ESPN NFL Nation reporter Rob Domofsky joins us right now on Kyle Bruston Nordman. What's going on, Rob?
Ben, sorry for the delay. I had to do ESPN Australia.
Wow, oh. ESPN Australia.
I guess I'm
global game, baby.
Mr. Worldwide.
Ziggy Zaggy, Ziggy Zaggy, oi, oi, oi.
You know what the most disappointing part of it is? Is it's not an Australian host. It's just a guy from Bristol, Connecticut named Phil Murphy.
Phil Murphy. Yeah,
Murphy. Boo.
Phil's nice. The best, but I was hoping for an Aussie.
Yeah, I hope it was Phil Murphy. I don't know how to speak Australian.
Yeah, I was gonna say don't interrupt
now. Just stop before you incriminate yourself.
Yeah,
the Phil.
But he is
wrong.
Bold. He is bald, and he is beautiful. Rob, I have a lot of confidence heading into this matchup Sunday for the Green Bay Packers for a couple of reasons. I think they're playing complimentary football. I don't like saying complete game because, again, it's hard to play 60 minutes of perfect football.
Right.
But they don't turn the ball over. The Packers or the Bears feast off turnovers, and their defense isn't good. I feel like if the Packers play the way they've been playing just over the last 2 weeks, the game should take care of itself. Now it is a divisional game, and the Bears have won games, but I think they're better.
Yeah, you're not the only one, I think, that is going to this game with confidence. You know, there's always two ways to approach these big games, right? You can downplay it or you can embrace it, and we just got out of the locker room a little bit ago, and from the guys I talked to, it's clear they're embracing this and not giving the – it's just another game. They realize it's, you know, Christian Watson called it a huge game. And I asked both him and Jordan Love, like, you know, why are you taking this approach? And Love said for obvious reasons. It's for first place in the NFC North. It's potentially for a top seed in the playoffs. And it's the, you know, we got to play these guys twice in 3 weeks. And Watson said, you know, I believe that's just the best way to approach a big-time game like this because it is a big-time game. So, you know, if you're looking for signs of how they're handling it, you know, they're not just giving you the old, oh, it's just another game.
Rob, I love that. I love that they're leaning into it. They're not shying away from how big this game is because it is indeed a big game. You talked about Christian Watson. Ever since he's come back, I've been astounded at how good he has been, especially over the last 3 weeks. Has he evolved into Jordan Love's number one target and main option in the passing game?
Well, I mean, let's see what happens when Jaden Reed, who has been one of the top options, comes back. You know, I kid, Brad, because I feel like we've already tried to assign the number one receiver responsibility to Romeo Doubs, Christian Watson, Jaden Reed,
right.
Tucker Kraft, Matthew Golden. Like, but Christian's been, you know, they always say, or they used to say anyway, maybe science has just advanced so much, but they used to always say, you know, the year you come back from an ACL, you're okay, but it's the year after the year you come back that you're always really good. And I mean, Christian Watson seems like he's as good, if not better than he ever was right now. You know, he's catching the ball at a high rate and making some difficult contested catches. They are using him a little bit, right? Like, I mean, that's been our thing for how long here? You got these guys, how about using them? And, you know, Matt LaFleur cut it loose in this game, and it makes you wonder why he doesn't do that more often. So, by cutting it loose, I mean in the Thanksgiving game against Detroit, it makes you wonder why he doesn't do it more often.
Rob, the biggest issue I have is the Green Bay Packers defensive line, inside, interior defensive tackle, is depleted, and this is exactly what the Bears like to do, is run the football. I mean, can you give Packers fans any hope that these rookies are ready to step up and fill the gap?
Yeah, I mean, it's not just the rookies, you know, Brinson and Stackhouse. I mean, it is Colby Wooden and Carl Brooks. Now, I know
Brooks
it's hard
back?
To get. Brooks was back practicing today, which is a good sign. And I know maybe it's hard to get excited about guys who in training camp are your numbers 3 and 4 defensive tackles behind Kenny Clark and Devontae Wyatt, but they're also should get Quay Walker back this week. I know he's not a defensive lineman, but he's important,
important
to that front seven.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, important to the front seven. So I think Isaiah McDuffie has really played well in the couple of games that Quay Walker has missed. So I do think, you know, they're trending in the right direction in terms of getting some guys back while also losing a huge piece. But the other thing, I mean, they are the number 8 defense against the run. I mean, that's a top 10 rushing defense. And, you know, I know those two backs combined for like 250 some yards. But let's see how they do against the Packers defense. And if the Packers can stop them early, you know, it does allow them to do what we were talking about on offense, and that's take more shots and get more aggressive if you can stop the run.
Yeah, as Rob Domofsky joins us here on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman right out of the gates here on the 414 Hour at 4 and on ESPN Milwaukee's YouTube, cutting it loose. We've had this discussion, obviously, with the turnover margin that the Bears have. They have 17 interceptions. Jordan Love, 3 interceptions on the year. Brad is of the camp, and I think maybe John Anderson at the end of yesterday talked him out of it a little bit, but there's an idea that maybe putting the ball at risk more than you have to because of their interceptions at 17 on the year might not be something that they should do like they've been doing, but I am in the camp of keep doing what you've been doing well. But Matt LaFleur, I can see with Josh Jacobs running the ball. I don't know what your feel would be.
Yeah, one of the things, Ben, it's a really good question. One of the things I like to do on Tuesdays, which is the off day, is I like to call coaches and scouts from around the league. I talked to a coach yesterday who basically said he watched both the Vikings game and the Lions game that the Packers played, and he came to the conclusion that that they need to play more like they played against the Lions and really let it rip. And, you know, sort of questioning why LaFleur doesn't do that more often. You know, I think does it come down to trust? Does it come down to the fact that, you know, he isn't sure if Jordan can do that and not throw the ball away or give it away? I mean, the recent track record has been pretty good. I don't think he's had an interception in 4 straight games. He's only got 3 picks all year. He does have the strip sack fumble from earlier in the year. But, I mean, this is a quarterback who last 2 years threw 22 interceptions combined. I think it was 11 both years. So he is in a different place with that. So, I mean, I think sometimes you just have to take some chances and trust your quarterback. And I think that's what they did the other night in Detroit.
Rob, I mean, I'm just thinking about Jordan Love as you describe Matt LaFleur cutting it loose. And we've seen him at this time every single year now turn it on. We've dubbed it Carathon, not saying the true name of the
brand name.
Yeah, the brand name of it. But what, I mean, this is your third year now where you're witnessing an ascension of Jordan Love. What can you identify for Jordan Love that at this moment of the year he always ramps it up?
That's a great question. I mean, I can just tell you that the numbers exactly back up what you're saying. From November on, he's got, in the 3 seasons from November to the end of the season, 37 touchdowns, 6 interceptions in that stretch.
Time out, Rob. Wait a minute. You said from November on, and November we're 1 month into November. Right now, we still got some time. You're saying Jordan Love threw how many touchdowns in November on in the NFL?
No, like every season.
Yeah, over the last 3 seasons.
I know, 37 touchdowns? I mean, you're talking about like in 6 games, right?
So do the math with me on this, Kyle. This year, it's 6 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Yep.
Okay? From November on. Last year, it was 10-2 from November on. In 2023, it was 21-3 from November on.
That's nasty.
I believe that adds up to 37-6.
November on, you only play about 7 games per year, 8 games maybe per year, half the season?
It was in 23 games, I think, was the total. That was his. So
what do you attribute that to?
I attribute it to ESPN Stats and Information Research.
But there has
Brad, I think if you knew they would start doing it in September, I do wonder if, you know, from a coaching staff standpoint and a game planning standpoint, it takes them a while within a season to figure out how teams are going to attack them and what they can do to counter it. I don't know if that's the case, but I do wonder if you know, for whatever reason, you know, we always hear the Packers coaches say, oh, well, we thought they were going to play us man and they played a zone, and we thought they were going to blitz and they didn't blitz. Like, so maybe it just takes them a while to figure out what teams are going to do and come up with a better game plan. So, you know, I just think that, you know, at this point, whatever the reason, it's a trend. Like, it's real.
Yeah. Now, somebody else who practices well, Nate Hobbs, seems like he's back and he may be returning. I mean, what Nate Hobbs are we going to get? Are we going to get the guy that we expected to sign, or are we going to get the guy that has struggled throughout this year?
I think we're going to get a guy who's a backup and probably doesn't get on the field unless there's a reason. I mean, the way Carrington, Valentine, Keyshawn Nixon have played in the base, and then you have the nickel with Bullard. I mean, who do you take off the field? I don't know that I would take any of those guys off the field, and I would just say, all right, Nate Hobbs, you go play special teams, and if we have an injury, you better be ready. That's the way I would approach it.
Is there an out after this year with him, or we have him locked in?
Yeah,
they
can save some cap space. I just looked this up today. I think by March, whatever the fifth day of the league year is, he'll be gone because he's got like a $6.5 million roster bonus that has to be paid that day if he's on the team, and there's just no way. They'll actually save like $1 million in cap space, so it won't be bad.
A big swing and a miss in the offseason, but I'm glad the Packers have a way out because they have to shore up that defensive back and field corner specifically going into next offseason.
And Rob Domofsky joining us quickly here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman for a little bit longer. Rob, when I think about the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears in this matchup, there's a name that for some reason is not brought up enough. Micah Parsons, how do you put into words what he's been for the Green Bay Packers? Because it's like we just not take it for granted. We just enjoy it. Yeah. It's just like, all right, we got this guy.
Yeah, I really wonder if he's like a strong candidate, if not a leading candidate for defensive player of the year, because Ben,
well,
like how many guys
Miles
come
Garrett
in
only because of that outrageous sack.
Well, right,
but
right. And Myles Garrett he plays for a team that's won how many games? Like three?
Two or three.
But what if he breaks the all-time sack record?
Yeah.
That's
a great question. I'm not a voter. I don't know how those guys think. But Micah Parsons is making a massive impact on a winning team. And it's the idea that you went out and made this bold move and it worked, right? Like, I mean, it hasn't just been okay. It's been really, really good. Now, obviously he's got to get through the rest of the season and make a long playoff run. And, you know, Dak hasn't had a lot of Micah hasn't had a lot of playoff experience, but they need him to come up big when they get into playoff games too. So, But at this point, man, I don't know how you can say it's anything other than an A-plus move.
All right, Rob, it's Wednesday.
It is an A-plus move. Real quick, Brad, these are the Defensive Player of the Year odds. -1,400 for Myles Garrett.
Oh, wow.
+650 for Micah Parsons. So it's basically a runaway for Myles, despite what I agree, the impact that he's having.
Yeah, I would have a hard time. I would have a hard time voting for a guy who's on a team like that, but that's just me.
All right, Rob, it's Wednesday. That means hear Brad out your favorite segment, KBN Nation's favorite segment. And not to tip the scales in my favor, but boy, this was received with rave reviews, Rob. So, you know, this last weekend in college football, it reminded me how much I love rivalries. And rivalries in college football, they have trophy games, and they name the game, the Iron Bowl, the game, Paul Bunyan's axe. The Chicago Bear and Green Bay Packer rivalry, it's too good not to have its own trophy and not to have its own name. So I went to the Brad think tank, the laboratory, and used my friends at ChatGPT to create a couple images. Strofe, go ahead and throw those on the stream for Rob to see. I'm going to call the game the Founders Game, a little bit of a nod to the history of Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers, and they're going to exchange a traveling trophy, the Halas Lambeau Trophy, with, like, for our listening audience, it's like a bronze bust from the Hall of Fame, right? You got George Halas, you got Curly Lambeau, and when you win, let's say the Packers win, right? They put it in their locker room with Curly Lambeau facing out and make George Halas face the wall. I think it adds a little bit of juice, a little bit of energy, a little excitement by naming this great, great rivalry. What do you say, Rob?
What that trophy looks like is a couple of Siamese twins.
I don't want that.
A little attached.
You know, Siamese twins are married. Like, one of them got married. Y'all know them girls, the Siamese twins, attached to, like, the
we can talk about it later.
They got married.
Yeah, let's not waste Rob's time with that.
Rob's saying, I got to go.
One is married.
That sounds like one of those supermarket tabloid
stories. It's real.
Now.
It's real.
I like the idea, Brad, but here's what I don't want to see happen. Like, if you do that, then, you know, I don't think Cowboys, Eagles should be allowed to have one or, you know, I think it's got to be a one. This is a one time only, one game only deal. But I like it.
Okay. I like it, Rob. So you don't want to see like six of these around the NFL, just the Bears, Packers.
I mean, you know, there's so much probably history between like the Jaguars and Texans, but how can you not have a trophy for that?
Al, there
that's
is a reason on the 100th anniversary
another
of the NFL.
Thanks, Rob.
They put the Bears-Packers on opening day. So there is the history there. And the NFL proved it to us. And, Rob, we're going to let you go because we have to talk about Siamese twins on the other side. Okay?
Dude, I cannot wait. It better be in the Wheel of Stroke.
Can you find a picture?
Just Google Siamese twin girl, two heads, one body married.
Jeez.
I'm serious.
You should get ready for your next TV hit.
No, I'm
all right, we'll be seeing you guys.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Rob.
I'm dead serious. Y'all ain't seen this before? Come on now.
No, I've read this extensively.
I'm a little scared of Google.
Yes. I've dove in.
Well, it's not like an X-rated video, Brad. It's just a story about, well, some of the X-rated stuff is talked about.
yeah. I mean,
it is an insane story.
How does one get married? Like, how do you just give up your whole body to one
person? Oh, wow.
Crazy.
Okay, we gotta touch on this.
This is a human being. Two of them.
Why don't you touch on Tsunami Express first?
Oh, that's right, because when you are driving around in this cold weather, you're getting salt and grime all over your car. But Tsunami Express is the only place to go to get rid of it and get rid of it for the long term. And you can get rid of it over and over and over if you are indeed a member. And now is a great time to become a member, because all memberships are just $10 as Tsunami Express celebrates a deal for you. First month, $10 if you are a new member of Tsunami Express. And luckily for you, Tsunami Express is all around southeastern Wisconsin. There's already a ton of locations, and they just opened up their newest location in West Dallas on West Oklahoma Avenue. So go check them out. You're going to get that incredible exterior wash with T4 with graphene. You got to experience that to truly know what that is, and that inside clean that only Tsunami Express can give you. Treat your car the way it's supposed to be treated with a little wash, chill, repeat with Tsunami Express Car Wash.
Maybe in the Wheel of Strofe we'll get the Siamese twins, but I do want to get back to Giannis Antetokounmpo as AJ Green's talking about the Bucks and what they have to do tonight. They play a game despite all the news that's gone on today, so we'll recap everything that's gone on if you missed it here on Kyle Brust and Ortman in the 414 Hour at 4 next.
This is Kyle Brust and Nortman.
Hey, Gabe, also, did you call us idiots?
Yeah, it's exactly what I called you. Yes.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
If 2025 was the year that defined pain in your knees, your hips, your shoulders, or your back, then 2026 will be the year that your body remembers how to heal and how to feel good again. You can experience that with my friends at QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics, locations in Mequon and Greenfield, are the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. That's right. If you've been told that surgery or pain pills or steroids are your only options, then you haven't talked to QC Kinetics. They use cellular treatments to give your body fast recovery, reduce inflammation, get rid of that pain for the long term. I mean, honestly, you're probably feeling that joint pain as you're hearing my voice right now, so why wait any longer? 2026 could be the year where you return back to the form of living a life without joint pain, being able to do the things you want to do. Don't waste any time. Your consultation is completely free, no obligation. I guarantee you are going to learn something when you go in there, and you're going to learn how QC Kinetics can give you your life back, a pain-free life, with their cellular treatments. Do not waste any time. Pick up your phone right now and give them a call today for your free consultation. Give them a call at 414-240-2298. 414-240-2298. That's 414-240-2298.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman with you till 5 o'clock. Alex Strofe doing a tremendous job running the show. 800-990-3776.
Oh, look at that.
The Carbless Talk and Text Line. And, of course, get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. We bring in John from Chicago. John, what do you got on the Carbless Talk and Text Line?
Hey, wasn't Silby great today? There's a reason he's my favorite Good Karma Brands employee after my sister-in-law, that is. But here's the hot take for you of the day.
Funny.
You Packers fans are feeling the ground shifting, and it terrifies you. For 30 years, yeah, it might have been easy. Now the Bears have a direction, a roster, and an identity. You guys are praying the nostalgia
scripted?
You guys hold on to.
It sounds like he's reading a script.
Are you, write these notes down and take your readers out.
Did you lose your place? Here's what I'm going to say.
John?
Oh, did we bully him away?
Yeah, I thought Brad was going to say something.
No, no, I'm saying like that's what you're thinking. Okay, you guys,
he's
here's
mocking
what I'm going to say.
John, I'm sorry. This is the last five games. This is the last five games for your quarterback.
So I figured I'd write things out.
58% completion percentage, 55% completion percentage, 50%, 54%, and against the Eagles, 47.2. This is the guy that's leading your football team.
It's called identity, Kyle.
I guess it is identity. It's a crappy one.
I didn't know we had to throw the ball against the Eagles when we can run for 281 yards on the ground.
Our rush defense ain't the Eagles' rush defense. Look it up. The Eagles' rush defense has been wildly inconsistent this year. Not the Green Bay Packers. We had a couple games, but we're top 10.
You know what hasn't been inconsistent? The Bears' offensive line.
Uh-oh, he's getting Chicago meatball on. Time to get him out of here.
The Bears offensive line is going to
the Bears offensive line.
As YouTube's saying, this caller sounds like the Bears fans in 2010 and 2018, and here we are in 2025 with some chest out after one victory.
Only thing he said that was good is that our favorite Bruss is his sister-in-law.
Well, Sylvie was even real with us. She said this team doesn't have a great defense. They don't do a lot of things well. I thought Sylvie was fairly real. And yeah, I don't think he exhumed the same amount of confidence a lot of these Bears fans
do. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Alex Stroff. I believe that the
Good
Green
afternoon.
Bay Packers. What the hell was that?
He was waiting for it all day. He's waiting for it.
Good morning.
And he failed, man. Usually JB's much better than that.
He wanted to be prepared.
No, I don't know about that. That's giving a little too much credit. But if you did miss it after we just had some fun with another meatball down south delusionally with a script of identity, earlier today on ESPN Cleveland, Brian Windhorst joined the Really Big Show, and I don't know, it's just coming out at a weird time, and Shams followed up with a report, but I think Brian Windhorst breaks this down very eloquently about Giannis. And
the Bucks called the Knicks and asked for an offer for Giannis. Okay,
and?
Because Giannis said, I want to be a Knick. So people are like, oh my God, he deleted a photo from May where he had a Bucks logo. Yeah. Guys, he asked to be traded already.
Yeah, so when's it going to happen?
Well, that's the thing. So what appears is that Giannis committed himself for the season to the Bucks. That's what appeared happened. Everything he said in his mood. But the Bucks are not good. This year, when he hasn't played, they're 1-5. And when he has played, they're 9-8. So they've been 500 when he's played, and when he hasn't played, they've been getting raced. What you're asking me is his viewpoint? Would his viewpoint change? I don't know. Like I know that he asked for a trade, and then he said, "Okay, I'm going to be a Buck this year." I know that a lot of people in the league don't think he'll be a Buck next year.
That was Brian Windhorst on the Really Big Show on ESPN Cleveland. And then Shams Charania did report that Giannis and his agent are talking with the Milwaukee Bucks about the best direction for their future.
Yeah, I mean, Windy said it, right? It sounds like the Bucks contacted the Knicks, so what he's reporting, to try to elicit a trade offer for Giannis. It wasn't like the Knicks were calling off the hook and the Bucks just had to pick it up and listen to them. It sounds like the Bucks were the ones that reached out to the Knicks because Giannis is the one that wanted the trade. And once as Giannis starts to get in his head that, you know what, maybe the grass is greener elsewhere. I don't think I can win here. We heard earlier in the show his desire to win a second championship on his brother's, Thanasis's show, Thanalysis. It doesn't surprise me that we've reached this point. I'm surprised at the urgency by which he wants to leave. But the reality is this team is not a championship roster. So he probably thinks every game that I play here, I'm just wasting more and more tread on my tires that could be used pursuing a different championship.
Yeah, I just want to speak to a Milwaukee Bucks fan because I am a Milwaukee Bucks fan. I am a diehard Milwaukee Bucks fan, and it pains me to come to this realization of the fact that Giannis is no longer going to be with us. For those who are in denial, stop being delusional. We need to fully understand that the reports are out, right? Shams said it. Wendy said it. Giannis took down all the stuff. Like, you got to understand how this stuff works. This was clearly coordinated. Giannis pulls all that stuff down, and all of a sudden we have a report from Wendy. Giannis pulls all that stuff down, and all of a sudden Shams is talking about the agent. Giannis and his agent are talking to the Milwaukee Bucks. You think they drop in the agent name if they don't have any inside sources? I'm not saying Giannis ain't going to be here for the rest of the season, but what I am saying is that the state of the Milwaukee Bucks currently, we all know they ain't winning a championship this year, and they ain't winning a championship next year. They don't have the capital to go get anybody. We did something that teams don't do. We literally released Damian Lillard and stretched it over multiple years in order to sign Miles Turner, man. And it's not good enough for us to win a championship. So we need to get our head out of La La Land and come to the realization that Giannis will not be a Buck come 2026. Now, January 2026 or October 2026, I don't know, but what I can tell you, by the time we get to December 2026, I'm going to be going to an empty Pfizer Forum cheering on some guys who I know ain't going to win me a championship because it will not be Giannis Antetokounmpo. We need to get it through our minds. Enjoy the ride as long as we have it. If it's for a month, 2 months, or the rest of the season, enjoy watching 34 on that court because he ain't going to be here next year.
That was really well stated.
That was really good.
That was true. Well, it hurt. It pains me, Ben. But I'm seeing people on Instagram and on Twitter talking about, Twitter, these guys don't know what they're talking about. No. Listen. I didn't believe it at first. I was mad when the report came out this summer. But guess what? When there's smoke, there's fire. But this is a big fire. You better call all of Milwaukee Fire Department to put this dang thing out. And I don't think they can put it out. It is donezo. The reality is setting in that Giannis ain't going to be here for the rest of his career. And he ain't going to be here at the end of 2026.
And now the Bucks need to figure out how you can get as much as you possibly can for that. Because you're exactly right. He's not going to be here for the long term. The worst thing you can do is get absolutely nothing for him. You need to wring it dry for as much as you possibly can to save whatever future of the franchise is there, because it is a bleak future. Very little draft picks, not a lot of star power. It's the reason why Giannis wants to leave in the first place.
You know, it's one thing to know when we do Fridays for Green Bay props and preview. We know who, like, the dog of the game. Like, we like to try and choose it. Like, Giannis was a dog. Every single time he's been on the floor, which is something that you must have always appreciated and will look back on and appreciate no matter what happens moving forward. But we do love Sit Means Sit and them providing Tausch and Homer the opportunity to tell you who the dog of the game is on Green Bay game night. And if your dogs don't always listen to you, ask yourself, why aren't they listening to what I say? Well, guess what? You have Matt and their wonderful team at Sit Means Sit. You can go sitmeansit.com, check out the Milwaukee and Waukesha pages, get that free consultation, sit down, and you can have a happy, confident, and obedient dog. Sit Means Sit Dog Training, they are the best. We'll go to the phone lines, 800-990-3776 on the Carbless Talk and Text line. Let's go to Austin in Waukesha. You're up with KBN.
Hey, guys. Love listening to you every day. I'm really That's fed awesome. Up with Thank this you. Giannis stuff. I say trade him right now. Trade him for all you can get. Doesn't matter where you send him. I'd ideally like OKC because maybe you can get some players back along with their load of picks. John Horst and the Bucks organization has done everything they can for Giannis, and it still doesn't seem to be good enough. Unfortunately, the Lillard trade didn't work out. It is what it is. Giannis was out of the playoffs one of those years, so maybe he should take some accountability. But I'm sick of these games. I'm sick of him. Let's get him gone.
Oh, come on. Austin, you sick
Pretty
of Giannis?
Pretty strong.
Austin, for real, you sick of Giannis? Like, a guy brings this team a championship. The first, and honestly, I don't know how old you are. Maybe you were a child when we won our championship 50-plus years ago. But, I mean, you don't appreciate what he was able to do. You remember the dark ages of the Milwaukee Bucks. You remember how bad we were. You don't appreciate the fact that he was loyal to this city for 13-plus seasons?
It's very first opportunity he gets when we have a couple down years, mind you, he was out of the playoffs one of those years. He wants to bail on this franchise after we've given him everything.
I mean,
made the move for Drew Holiday, made the move for Dame Lillard.
I hear you, Austin. But do you believe we have a? Do you think we have a bright future? Do you think this roster has the tools and the resources to be able to build around him? People don't want to come to Milwaukee.
With his goal to win a second championship.
Not right now, not in this moment, not this season, and most likely not next season.
So he's going to be 33? Got to wait to 33?
You
got to wait till he's 33, 34 years old? I mean, he
won't be the same player then.
Yeah, he might be breaking down how aggressive he played.
How old was LeBron and Jordan when they won their second and third championship?
LeBron is a specimen, and Jordan, what?
Different, Jordan, they play the game differently, too.
Jordan won his first ones was in his 20s.
I'm fed up. I'll hang up and listen.
No, look, I appreciate the passion.
For
ultimately,
sure.
You are a Milwaukee Bucks fan who doesn't want to see Giannis go. And I think the one thing I will say is, I know, Kyle, you're trying to get in people's heads that, you know, I think you're allowed to feel how you want to feel. And that emotion, as time passes and you see what you have in front of you in the Milwaukee Bucks and how Giannis didn't have a pathway to a championship, if he does end up getting traded, it will all come back around. It's a day of emotion. Don't tell people how to feel.
I will say one thing that, like, I could agree with fans on is if you will get mad at Giannis for two things. One, for having all these desires of, I want these guys on my team, I want this guy as the coach, I want you to make these moves, and that has then brought the Bucks to this moment. So that is one thing where Giannis does have to wear some of that. Now, they acquiesced to it, which is the right thing to do. You do whatever you want for your superstar. But it's not like he was a magician as far as personnel decisions. And the other thing is, you know, he said he wanted to be a Buck for life. He wanted to be like Kobe and Dirk, play 20 years for the Bucks. So I do know that loyalty runs through his veins, and the narrative shifted the last couple of years of wanting to win a second championship. I don't blame him for that, but I do think that Bucks fans had in their minds that Giannis will be a Buck for life, because I think he wants to be, but I think that over the last evolution of the last couple of years, starting to break some hearts, and I know that it's going to break all of our hearts if and when this happens.
The biggest heartbreaker of them all is coming up next on Kyle, Bruss, and Ortman. It's Alex Stroff with the Wheel of Stroff next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
So in my short time here, I've come to learn about these things. I call them Stroff days, where he's doing something for himself, and then he just wipes his calendar, regardless of how it may affect other people.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
No lie, KBN Nation. Y'all know I got these universal window, direct windows in my bedroom, right? I love it. I absolutely love it. We turned the heat up a little bit yesterday. We had it on 70. I'm laying down in bed, and I say, baby girl, the windows are working too well. I'm hot, getting a little hot. I want you to have that same feeling in your house where you feel comfortable and cozy because of the windows that you have, and that's exactly what you get with Universal Windows Direct. And on top of that quality service and quality window you get right now, when you buy two windows, you get two free, and there is no limit. Whether you're replacing a few or you're doing a full home upgrade, it is a great way to stretch your budget further. And on top of that, you'll get 0% interest for 60 months. That's 5 years of zero interest financing, making it one of the most flexible payment plans that you'll ever be offered. And here's the bonus that really makes this feel like a gift: a free vacation voucher with your project. Oh my goodness, that's my first time reading that. Y'all lying. They giving us a free vacation with your project? Yep. You're improving your home now, and you'll have a future trip to look forward to later. Oh, this is a great deal with Universal Windows Direct. So call them now for your free in-home estimate at 414-410-2000. That's 414-410-2000. Or visit them at universalwindowsdirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. And like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Bradley Nortman. I'm Kyle Bruss and Nortman here with you till 5 o'clock leading into the Homer Hour. Alex Stroff's running the show, and it's his time to shine in the Wheel of Stroff.
It's time for the
Wheel of Stroff.
Another day.
Another day.
Another
Buckaroonie.
Another Buckaroonie. He is ultra annoying when he's
excited because he gets to go. He played all day today. He didn't go to work. He got to play all day. Yeah. I would be excited if I didn't have to work all day.
I agree. Yeah. I second that.
Must be nice.
And I'm covering for him. Weekly Wager tonight beginning at 6 o'clock on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee.
I picked up my slack, bud.
Found that out at 12:25 today.
Before you found out he was gone, huh?
That's how I found out he was gone. And before he texted us, before I said anything to him, I said, okay, he just ripped me 2 weeks ago for not being communicative enough. So I made sure I looked at every email he sent me. I looked at every text he sent us. I went in our show sheet. We're typically on the top. It'll say Ben and Madison. Didn't say that.
I didn't even put that there. I added that today. I was hoping you guys didn't see.
And then he's messing with your evening and afternoon, though it's for a great cause with Potawatomi.
But, oh, I mean, I'm not like, mad you, about it.
Like, you didn't have anything to do.
A great cause?
A great partner.
Partner, yeah.
And a great show, The Weekly Wager, 6 to 7 tonight, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. All right, let's
heard it's the best show is ever going to be.
It'll be very well hosted, which is atypical for that program.
Oh, and it's purple, which I was not hoping it would land on. But I made purple the Kyle Wallace square.
Yeah! Let's talk about these Siamese twins.
So, Kyle, I was doing some research.
Seriously? Yeah. Did you seriously make purple the Siamese twins color?
No, I made it the Kyle chooses what we do here. So, their names are Abby and Brittany Hensel. They studied together at Bethel University. They had to pay separate tuition.
Crazy.
So one of them's married, one of them's not. But here's the other thing about this. So they had to pay separate tuitions, but they now have the same job because they're Siamese twins. They're both teachers. They only receive one salary.
Oh, come on. This is the America we live in. We just get played over and over and over. What a joke.
What happens when they want to, like, take a flight? They have to pay for two seats
probably.
Or one.
Oh, that's a good question.
Because they have
guess
one
not.
Body.
No, but one of the heads extends over the armrest. I mean, come on now. Let's be honest. I'm not being mean. I'm just saying. If I got on the plane and I had to sit next to the two-headed woman, I can't do it. Because they did one just staring at you. No, they need two seats because they need to be separate away from people. I'm just saying. And the fact that they're married to one man, how do you make that decision?
What happens when the other person wants to get married?
She can't. She's sacrificing her life. Can you just imagine? How does this happen? How does this work? How do you, as a grown man, look at this two-headed woman and say, ooh, I want that mouth? Like, for real? Like, they look the same. It makes no sense to me. Homer, you got to Google the Hensel twins.
I don't have to.
Homer, you got
to. Homer,
you
got an idea.
What happened?
Homer, look at him, Homer. Look at him.
What? What's to look at that you don't understand about Siamese twins?
I guess. Were there more Siamese twins coming up in your time?
When one goes to the bathroom, do they both feel it? Or do they have separate bladders?
They have a body.
They share everything below the neck, correct?
Yes. They got two arms, two legs. They just got two heads.
Abdomen, everything they share.
Whose brain controls, like, does one brain
Each
control
side.
One arm and
I,
one
I
the
think
other?
So. I think one brain has one side, the other brain has the other.
Kyle, did you recently discover Siamese twins? Why are you so fascinated?
No,
with this?
Because Rob brought it up.
They got married 4 years ago.
I know, but this is just fascinating. It's a fascinating story. I don't typically have space to talk about conjoined twins. And so this is just fascinating.
So you created space.
That they don't get a break on everything is just off
it's
the
crazy.
Chart.
It's crazy, Homer.
It is.
The fact they had to pay two college tuitions is crazy.
Everything should be one. I don't care what they do.
How do they decide?
What about the marriage part, Homer? So it was Abby that got married, I believe. Yeah. Yes, Abby married a guy named Josh.
She was a cute one.
So does that mean Josh married Abby and Brittany?
Whatever you want to say.
I'm asking you.
No, there's no rules.
Do they have
two
social security numbers?
Whatever they say is the way it is, and they get double charged for nothing. Come on.
Do they share the same stomach? Like, who eats?
Yeah.
So they probably both eat a little bit.
So they each have half a meal?
Yeah, probably.
Wow.
That's crazy.
They deserve everything free.
Wheel of Strofe.
This is weird. This is so weird.
The guy donated $6 billion. You remember the guy that donated $6 billion?
To Michael Dell?
Dell?
Oh, yeah. I'm happy about that.
Take care of these people. Oh, everything's free the rest of their life.
They can afford it. This is crazy. I don't know. So whose child is it?
Whatever they say.
All right, enough.
What if they had to go to court to figure out who's bad? That's my baby. It's in my bed. Like, that's crazy. You got two
the
moms.
The problem is, what if you got a fight?
Yeah, the left side with the right side. Who can slap the
That's
one the
a reality show of epic.
I'm gonna be honest. The what's called the husband's a sicko.
So do both brains?
They function separate. Both brains.
Oh. If someone pricks their finger on something, right? Do both brains feel the pain?
I'm gonna Google it.
I like that you pivoted the question. Thank you for that. We were getting into some uncharted territory there for a moment.
Yes.
I thought they do surgeries to split Simon.
Homie, you can't split that.
You can't split them. You won't kill them.
At birth, I don't know. I need to look that up.
But Homer, they got two heads, one body. You think you're going to walk around with half body hanging out? That ain't the way it worked, Homer. Robot?
I'll plead ignorance on everything. I just thought they did surgeries to try to...
That's when you could join, like, at the hip. But they literally... It's like, imagine one body with two heads like, making a V at the neck.
Oh, this is crazy. So when one twin touches
What I do know is if they worked with Grimal and Associates, they would only be having to be covered under one insurance policy. That's how great Mandy's team is. I cannot confirm that.
Hold on. Just a second.
I can tell you that Mandy from Grimal and Associates would go to war for them.
Be the same as take one. Take two.
Mandy's team is amazing at Grimal and Associates because they take care of you. There's no call center all the way across the country where you're like, hey, I don't know who I'm even talking to. It's a local team. They've been serving the greater Milwaukee area for a long, long time. And so if you need coverage, you go to Mandy's team at Grimal and Associates. They talk through it with you. They have the guidance, expertise, and they have that relationship with you to understand where you are in life and where you want to be and what coverage that you need. So just contact them. Team Grimal, teamgrimal.com, teamgrimall.com. Mandy's team is amazing, teamgrimal.com.
I'm glad you just gave them a policy that they didn't know about.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
Brad.
Kyle.
I know.
Kyle.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Radio legend.
I don't care. I wanted to talk to Brett Musburger. That was for my own personal benefit. I hope other people enjoyed it, but I wish I was Brett Musburger. How about that?
Voice of Marquette basketball.
Joplin to the basket. Oh, wow. He dunks it. Hammer time.
And owner of the most famous catchphrase, at least in this building.
Oh, baby, that's sweet.
It's time for Uncle Homer on Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Well, he was with us last segment for the conjoined twins discussion, and he's with us to end the show before his show, the Homer Hour, from 5 to 6. It's Kyle Brustin-Orman. Homer, am I too confident in the Green Bay Packers?
No. Just don't put too much on this one game. They got 5 to go. Well, they actually got 4. University of Minnesota Vikings, you got to count on that as a win. But you want to win this game, but they're a player. Let's see what they do over the next 4 games, and we'll all get a chance to figure it out. I'm cautiously optimistic.
Pass the ball more, continue to pass the ball like they have, or run the ball more?
I would say we should see. Well, the weather in this time of year makes that more difficult, but I think they now are starting to and have more options. I mean, they're without Tucker Kraft, so that really hurts. But I think they seem to be giving more to Jordan Love, and he's up for it. And the offense, the best part to me right now seems like the offensive line's getting it for the first time. Mm. We're not having these stories about what the hell was going on. The guy just walked through like it was an open door, and it appears that they've solve that problem. And if the offensive line is better, everything else will take care of itself.
If the O-line is improved, Belton
doesn't it
at
seem
guard,
like it?
Banks has gotten better, and what, Sean Ryan in the middle at center? I mean, that it's been a successful combination. If that stays the case, watch out.
Again, we should be confident in the Green Bay Packers, and this is a massive matchup for first place in the NFC North, and the guys seem ready for it.
Yeah, but if they lose Rain it, Man. They got 3 more after that to – you need to win 3 of the next 4. That's what you want to do to show the world how good you are. 3 of the next 4. I don't care which 3 it is.
You got Rain Man
Oh, we do have Rain Man, yes. And you're not in it this week. Sorry, I probably should have done that. But I need to get your Rain Man in. Nah.
We're going to talk Giannis, too. I can't wait till you talk Giannis.
What? Ooh. It's over. He's gone. I hope he stays till the rest end of the season. He
should. Was around when Kareem left, so he can give you.
No, it was a good run. I said all this a year ago. No one brought it. You all didn't make fun of me, but you didn't give it any credit. I was a year too early. Sorry. But if he'd gone and they'd give
credit
they'd let
for
him
being
go
a year
to the
early?
Knicks, he wanted out. No, I told you all this stuff. You better watch him. It's over. Now you better watch him. It's over. It's
now you better
over.
Watch him even more.
No, I'd
Homer
be shocked.
Hour.
Be shocked if he left during the season. They're not 2 minutes. That bad.